There came the day when the band of volunteers, and I think there was about eight or nine, we went down to start the demolition work. Well, one of the first things you've got to do, it being a thatched house, you've got to get rid of the thatch. Well, as we're pulling the thatch off, and it's just getting hold of a bundle of straw, what you can feel your handle, and pull it, sort of snatch it away, and drops onto the ground, you see. And, it's one of them pegs. So I stopped pulling the thatch off and got hold of the thing, expecting it to be fast in the woodwork, but it wanted it just come away in my hand. And it was a spoon. So I climbed a bit further up the ladder, and underneath, working on the floor, was Raymond Hayes, who was a local archaeologist, you see. They were digging the round the hearth to see where the hearth was. And I mean, we are pulling thatch off on an unstable roof, and they're working underneath. Anyway, I shouts down, "Hey Raymond, a fun and odd tin spoon," because I didn't know what it was, you see. So I dropped it down, and Raymond picks it up, puts his glasses on top of his head, and looks at it. I think it's pewter. And then one or two more had a look at it, and it was put into a fines tray. Well, the fines tray was brought back to the museum, and Bert Frank, he didn't believe Raymond that it was pewter at the time. He saw it, but he didn't say anything, but he thought, it's not pewter, isn't this? And so they washed it and cleaned it, and they found it was silver. Well, when they found out that it was silver, because the police had to be informed, and it was impounded for, treasure trove? It was 1976, before we had the inquest, and maybe to cut a long story short, we had to go to court at Emsley, a special court with jurors, and the owner was there, and I had to go through and tell him exactly where I found it. Well, that was a little bit difficult. Eventually, after all questioning and that, the jury found in favour that it was treasure trove, and there was a doctor, Dr. Cherry, from the British Museum, and they took it. They had it valued, and it was valued at 1,362 pounds. One of the things was that the British Museum make a replica, and that's what we've got here in the museum.